Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Relationship Flow. We are excited to join you again. It's been a few weeks and we had Hanukkah in the middle. Amazing time, a lot of light, a lot of energy. We spoke about together with my soulmate, Masha Goldsmith, or aka Teeny Pops 613. She has been posting and I'm very excited. Check it out on her Instagram. I'll say it again, at Teeny Pops, T-I-N-I. Pops, P-O-P-S 613. Check her out. Check out her profile, like, connect, subscribe, whatever the words are, follow, I think the Instagram way of connecting to the bio there, and she's also on Facebook as well, it's connected, so you can be a follower of my soulmate online. She's posting again, and give her that encouragement that it's worthwhile, knowing that people are tuning in, as well as obviously our Relationship Flow podcast. I'm going to give her a little bit of a break on this episode. Maybe if we're fortunate enough, we'll have a feature at the end, so stay tuned for the full episode, as we might be posting the second part here as we go along. The focus right now is, being that we are after Hanukkah, and personally I'm preparing in another few weeks to have my family here for a bar mitzvah of my youngest son. This means it's the last Goldsmith in the Holy Land bar mitzvah till I have grandchildren, hopefully, and that, who knows when that will be. So we are very excited to make this one count. Everyone here can send us a mazel tov. I'll put in a link for anyone who wants to send Zalmi, Shmuel Zalman Mordechai, my beautiful bar mitzvah boy, a present. It'd be an amazing opportunity to connect to his soul. He's a wonderful neshama, and we just had the blessing of putting tefillin on him with the Talmud Rebbe, and it was a very moving, very uplifting experience, as well as the last few weeks with him putting it on every day since then. His dedication and his purity, it's something special when you see a young person connecting for the first time to a new mitzvah. And I remember that myself when I was first, you know, connecting to Judaism and 18, 19 years old, alongside my soulmate when we first were doing tshuva. It was a very inspirational time period. They call it in the Svarim Kadoshim, in the holy books, it's called Gadlus Rishon. It's the same kind of experience you have when you first meet your wife or your soulmate, if this is a lady listening, and meet your husband. When you meet your shidduch for the first time, the person who you're dating, and there's that tremendous revelation that this is the person, this is the one. I mean, we spoke about it in previous episodes, and we're already holding by now the 83rd episode. So, you know, we've had a lot of episodes. You can go back all the way to where we discussed my wife and I finding each other and the soulmate experience, finding a shidduch, finding the person who you're going to be committed to, please God, forever. And that kind of relationship flow that we're working on here, if you go back to those previous episodes, you can hear the story. But the idea is, there's a godless reason, a tremendous revelation that takes place on that first meeting, that you know that this person is the soulmate, and that heavenly help that comes at the beginning of the relationship is there, the excitement, the freshness, the opportunity. Now, for my wife and I, it was slightly different because we knew each other for years before, but we did meet each other in different locations, different stages of our life. So it was sort of refreshed once we open our hearts more to spirituality, and we were able to look, focus in on the soul and less on the body, and less, even though thank God we had that connection as well, not manifesting, but at least in a quiet sense it was there, knowing that there was potential in that way. But the actual spiritual connection came alive, and that was Hanukkah 21 years ago. We spoke about it in a previous episode on our anniversary, and it's unbelievable that it's already now heading towards our 22nd year, already a few weeks in, and this is amazing accomplishment for every year in this time, this generation of 2023. We are now in a new year in the general calendar, and in the middle of the Jewish year already. It's been an eventful experience so far. Even a few days in this week has been very intense and uplifting. For example, my son, oldest son, went into a teches, which is he got his gun and Tanakh Siddur. He was at a special ceremony at the Old City of the Western Wall, the Kotel, the Wailing Wall, however they call it. And it was an amazing, uplifting experience with thousands of people there, the soldiers and all their families, and seeing the emotion and the intensity of what it means to be a soldier and be someone who we have to have appreciation as protecting the Holy Land and the people there. So we wish everyone success with that. But the point is that it was a very intense moment, as well as all the other things that go on. I mean, every week we had an event this week that kept us busy, and that's one of the reasons why I haven't posted so quickly, is Nissan Black came to where we live in a frat and performed with Shlomo Katz, as well as speaking, and it was very uplifting experience, be able to connect that, make that happen, Unity Bookings, as well as I'm going live, hopefully, with a new website for my Unity Bookings. It's going to have an opportunity to see all the artists listed. You can find the links on my Substack post, which I'll put below in this special Relationship Flow edition. And what I would like to gift to everyone is, once you're in that time of revelation, and you're very inspired, and it's fresh, everything's fresh. Like, we moved to a new location, like I just said, in a frat, and new relationships. We're hosting someone for the first time this Shabbos, and it's exciting, you know, when you meet people new and there's so much to discuss. That new light that I've been discussing also in My Muna is our Future Breast podcast, as well as the Ellie Goldsmith, you know, Unity Flow podcast over there. You can listen to the Nissen Black Shlomo Katz episode as well, that we experience the revelation, this moment of clarity, this moment of connection. It's very uplifting. And the key is, when you're tuned in, like we are saying Hanukkah, you get a tremendous elevation from the lights of Hanukkah, or from getting married at such a time, or the idea of the first meeting of your soulmate, or the first opportunity, first time you get a job, or the first time you move into a new community and everyone's so friendly and they invite you to, and this and that, and it's all exciting before the Yetzer, before the ego starts working its ways and making you doubt this and look into the negative. Before you've had that negative experience and you've got used to it from habit and stuff like that, and you have to tie yourself to the environment, and then you lose that freshness. So obviously the answer is, one, never lose that freshness, begin again and again and again. But also, on a real level, the godless region is there for a reason, to bring that unification, to bring that connection. And that's why it's so important, that first awakening, the godless region, this great expansion of consciousness, of where that moment of connection, it's so important to remember those moments and to tune in and to give yourself time as you're going to Katniss Sheni, because you started off already as a Katniss Rishon, started off as a small-minded person, as a child, as someone immature, and now you're matured in a big way because there was heavenly help, a big explosion of inspiration to help you open up your mind to a new way of looking. And then you have to bring it into the Katniss Sheni, the second level of, now you've matured but not completely matured, because you didn't really make the acquisition yourself, you never really did the hard work. It was a gift, the relationship was a gift, the flow was a gift, everything going through in a positive way was a gift. So now you have to do the hard work. And this is really, after 22 years for me now, heading towards that with my wife and I, that the hard work is really on a daily level, on a momentary level, even how you speak, and I see how much it affects, is so important. And even if we're human beings and we can have those failings and have those moments where we say silly things and regretful things, but the point is that we renew ourselves, renew the relationship, renew the energy, remind ourselves of the connection, the level, and that will bring us to the godless Sheni, which is an eternal connection, which gives us the power to constantly live in expansiveness, in creative energy, and in a unification and united souls. And that's what's excited. I put a new extract out there, the 25th one, and I'm very excited to put it out, because one, it was Ashkacha Pratis, because facing life fully on, that means we have to be totally in our game, not just like somewhat. And once again, there's all the videos over there in your Substack and the link below. And this is the united soul level I wrote in Substack. And the second part was drawing down energy and protection. So that was very appropriate. You know, the same week I posted this, my son joined, you know, a higher level army of the paratroopers and got his gun. It's very intense, the flow in life. And you know, this is the first Goldsmith, as I know, as far as I know, since, you know, the times of the temple, who knows when they were, you know, busy serving in the country of the Holy Land and helping protect and doing some special job like that. You know, no one in our family has ever done such a thing, as far as I know. And for my wife's family, there has been some service, but, you know, it's not in her immediate family. So it's a big step up, and we thank you all once again for tuning in and sharing those moments with us as we're going through this relationship flow. And one of the important points is that we are asking now for your feedback and questions. We do have a weekly class from Rav Shalom Orish, and he is now giving the opportunity for people to ask questions. So we, wife and I, happily go through some questions and answers on the relationship flow level. So it's up to you guys to reach out at unityinspiresprojects@gmail.com. I always put the email below in the description, and we need that connection. It's very important that people realize that the light that we get in life, those moments of clarity, are not there just for the, you know, to chase those next moments. They're there to instill in the darker moments right now, with the deep winter moments that we're in right now, the struggling moments, as I said, we're leading up to a bar mitzvah, so then there's all the costs that are going to come with that. And for a family who are busy doing what we're doing, which is, you know, living in a holy land and sharing Amunah and working with Unity booking artists, as I said, renewing all my Unity bookings, realizing there's going to be a challenge in that transition time as we're building and developing, that there's an opportunity to feel like a little bit, wow, this is a bit overwhelming, the responsibility of bringing up children and being responsible for all these artists and speakers and creatives, and also to know that, you know, there's an ability for us to share inspiration to the people around us in the community, to constantly be in a level of giving and kindness and positivity as a couple and as parents and as soulmates, and this kind of mindset and goals and visions and dreams that we're always working on, and we're allowing ourselves to be human, allowing ourselves to regroup. You know, this week my wife and I, I did a day of work, but I did it in the frat, and it was amazing to just have that time to have a brunch, learn a bit of Torah, have a class, just to regroup myself. And I'm going to do it hopefully next week as well, just once a week to tune in. I mean, I've been working morning, afternoon, light, you know, constantly doing the online work and updating everything and posting and all the different things that I'm doing, and I have a class weekly on Tuesday, munalive.com. You're welcome to join us and we discuss this kind of concepts. But the point is that renewal of regrouping, of finding time, as my wife always says, my soulmate says so wisely, at TeenyPot613, check her out, we have the opportunity to just reconnect our souls, eat something together nice, and like we went to Greg's or whatever it is that works for you. It was very peaceful where we went to. We didn't go to Jerusalem with all the balagan. We were here in a frat, and right now I'm in my office in Jerusalem right now, so you can hear the balagan outside. But the point is, and in the office with the phones as well, thank God. Well, let's turn that off. It won't take a second. It's always going to be noise in the office. As I said, the word balagan. Oh, look, someone got it. Thank God. Can you believe it? So anyway, my point is to everybody out there is that when you're going through the daily grind, you need to have moments of regrouping to just reconnect once again to the soul level. That's why it's so important, the balance of, you know, godless Rishon, godless Shani, and then in between the cup and the Shani, to constantly develop. So now what you're going to ask me, what if you didn't get the godless Rishon at all? That's one hard to believe. Everyone's had their moments. Clarity, and you know, we've all had, you know, for example, every Jewish man has had a bar mitzvah, which is a godless rishon, and every Jewish woman's had a bat mitzvah, which is a godless rishon. Everyone's had that maturing process in their life, so everyone on some level has grown to a high level consciousness and had some sort of moments of connection with people or God or Torah or spirituality and prayer or kindness, whatever it is that works for your soul level and who you are and your individual journey. And everyone's had it on some level. The key is now to how to manifest it on a daily level, on at least in some small way, to remind yourself, to have reminders in prayer, by praying daily and have those prayer habits, and then also in moments of kindness, moments of Torah, of learning, moments of goodness, you know, moments of connection with the soulmate, with the kids, with the people around you, in a positive way, to just find a moment to smile at someone, to remind yourself that your souls, you're not just grinding and hustling and busy with the daily things you have to do, but also there's a higher purpose and you're connecting to souls on a higher purpose. And that flow gives us the strength to do it with success, and gives us the creativity to constantly come up with innovative ways to be successful. So I bless everyone to be successful in their relationships, to be successful in everything else. From that success, relationship flow comes out all the blessings that a person needs. Like right now, the Shabbos is Shabbos Chazak. We'll end off with this, that every single sefer of the Chumshe Torah, five books of the Torah, we end off with Chazak. Because Hashem wants to remind us and give us encouragement. Rak Chazak Ematz, as Moshe said to Yeshua, Yeshua said to the Jewish people, all the generation, and all the relationships, and all of history, there should only be encouragement and strength and ability and courage to be able to do what we're supposed to do. And that's something which is a blessing and a chizuk for all the generations. So I'm wishing everybody here that mindset and that ability to have the encouragement, to have the strength to go ahead. And the Shabbos Chazak is another example where all the children of Yaakov are being blessed for all of history, all the different tribes, all the different places we find ourselves. They're all connected in eternally, father to son, mother to daughter, mother to son, father to daughter. We're all connected eternally, and it's a beautiful realization how unified we truly are once you tune into that energy. And that can give us some inspiration every Shabbos when we say, Raz with the Shabbos. The secret of Shabbos is the Achdus, the oneness, the unification that takes place in Reed and Kigavna. And you come home and then you make Kiddush after Shabbos night and you've had that realization it's all one. Whereas we climax Shabbos, we say Shema Echad, we are constantly saying in Leinu every day, but also the idea of the oneness of our people and who we are, Venuchum Bam, that we are connecting into the oneness every Shabbos, that we are the one nation, the one land, the one people in the world who represent that godliness. And that's our mission as the Jewish people and as everyone else who tunes in, to realize that every relationship is a manifestation of unification, that two opposites or two nations can join together, like the man and the woman, and clarify that there's a unification, there's a unity between these different entities. And that's something which is a moshul for the nimshul, for the ultimate expression of unification that we can all create. And this is a very great way of thinking about life, that I think everyone on some level can have a moment to tune into, where every time we're saying Echad in Shema Yisrael, Shema Echad, we have opportunities every time we're tuning into this oneness. And each person should think about it, contemplate it, and internalize it. So I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, Shabbos Chazak. Have the courage and strength to revitalize the relationship flow. And if my wife at TeenyPop613 joins us, it'll be amazing. And I want to see more followers over there on her Instagram. Give her that needed encouragement and that strength for her to continue going public, so we can see her here more and see her on her IG account grow her stage of her life for living. It's something which is very inspirational for me to see whenever she posts how much love and energy she brings to the world. Okay, everybody, be blessed. Thanks. Share your relationship flow and check out the links and email in the description. We'll hear from you soon. All the love.